All right, let's go from Chris in Lodi, California, 12:30 a.m. listener. Thanks for holding so long. How can I help you?
Yes, good morning, Father.
Good morning. How can I help you?
My question has to do with annulment and the annulment process, particularly whether or not if it's just one party that's seeking the annulment. Does that in fact take? Does the other party have to participate? What's the procedure on that? And if it's only one party that participates in the annulment, is the other party then free from that marriage as well and able to pursue whatever relationships they're interested in?
All right, both parties have the right to participate in a proceeding that's going to adjudicate the validity of a marriage. They don't have to. It can hinder the proceedings if one or the other party doesn't cooperate. But just like with civil law, sometimes you have to go forward without a witness or a person participating, or even sometimes deal with a hostile witness. So the church does make accommodations for someone who, for whatever reason, chooses not to act on their right to be a part of the adjudication and the determination of the validity of the marriage. They have that right, but they don't have to. Does that make sense?
So yes, it does. And so if they choose not to, the annulment process then dissolves the marriage, right? So both parties are then as if the marriage had not happened.
Well, at least in terms of the determination of the church is that a sacramental bond was not present. It doesn't eradicate the civil consequences of the union. It only deals with the it's an adjudication of the status of the validity of the marriage from the eyes of the church sacramentally.
Right. And so the marriage is an institution of itself. And so if it's dissolved, it's dissolved for all parties.
Yes. Yes. Because it's an objective, as best we can, moral certitude. The tribunal judges whether what looks to be externally, like a valid sacramental marriage, or at least a valid natural bond for certain types of bonds, was in fact not a valid marriage in the eyes of the church.
Okay, well, thank you for bringing some clarity on that issue for me.
Yep, no problem, Chris. That's what we're here for. Thanks.